Star Wars 7x7, episode 3538. All right, here's something light for a Monday. You remember those Star Wars conversation cards that we've occasionally talked about on the show, the ones that came out from Inside Editions that were written by Kelly Knox? Well, we're going to do one of those today, and the question I've got for you, I would love to hear what your answer to this is going to be and why. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So last year, Inside Editions released this cool thing, Star Wars Conversation Cards. They're written by Kelly Knox, and I had the opportunity to talk with Kelly on the show about it, which was very cool. And from time to time, we've actually just brought the cards out and made it the subject of an episode. And that's what I'm doing today. And starting off with question number one. So they're all divided into things like characters and creatures and so on and so forth. So this particular question, and I would love to hear your answer for this, is who do you think is the bravest character in Star Wars? Now, this feels like a really tough question to me because of just how much media there is out there in Star Wars. So, you know, I do feel like I have an answer I feel comfortable with, but I feel like there are a lot of honorable mentions out there, at least in my own heart. But I would love to hear your answer to this too. So just put it out there right now, and I'll remind you again. But, you know, if you're catching this on YouTube, comments are right there. If you're catching this on Spotify, there's a Q&A thing right in the app. So leave your answer there. And if you're catching this anywhere else, then please head over to the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com. Those sevens are the number sevens, sw7x7.com. Drop a comment on the blog post for this show's episode. So for my purposes, my answer to this is Bodhi Rook from Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. And I still, just when watching Rogue One, have kind of a visceral reaction for Bodhi's journey out into the Jeddah desert and meeting up with some of Saw Gerrera's people and getting, you know, the hood thrown over him and then showing up at Saw's, and, you know, just his fear is so palpable. So Riz Ahmed just does such a great job with the character, and then having to face down Bor Gullet, which is just, I'm not a fan of Bor Gullets. That is all. That was, for me, probably the creepiest thing in a Star Wars movie. That was worse than Jabba the Hutt for me, basically. But that's even just, you know, the very acute part of the stuff that he went through. I mean, having to defect from the Empire and try to figure out how to find Saw's people, like, that level of commitment for trying to get the news out about what was going on with the Death Star, and then to throw in with the rebels and to not just, you know, lay down and say, fine, I don't care, just throw me into prison, do whatever, but like to actually follow through on everything and help the team. And then even when they're on Scarif and having to figure out how on Earth they're going to pull off this mission and having to go into the line of fire with the communications cable stuff. Like, yeah, Bodhi Rook, absolutely my number one choice for it. I could easily make a case for Luke Skywalker in Return of the Jedi and how brave he had to be to go to the Death Star, let himself be taken by Vader and face the two of them down with nothing but his surety that his father still had good in him. I mean, that's huge. I think of, you know, well, I'm getting out of the movie situation, but the Duchess Satine in the Clone Wars, deciding that you're going to lead a society of pacifists in a culture that has been all about weaponry, like the Mandalorian in The Mandalorian saying, weapons are my religion. The fact of the matter is, expressions of bravery abound in Star Wars storytelling, and that is really part of what's, you know, instructive for it as a modern myth for us. It shows us examples of people standing up to, you know, the perils of oppression and, you know, fascist power, totalitarian regimes. I think of the Andor series in Nemec in the Aldani heist, and whereas it was a bravery for him, it's almost not a bravery for Cassian, because he seems like he has everything under control, and yet Cassian eventually finds what for him has to be bravery by deciding, like with Luthen Rael, that he wants to commit himself and do something that will actually have a broader meaning behind his actions, not just, you know, taking little bits and pieces off of the Empire just for his own amusement and personal gain, but actually doing something that helps the broader galaxy. So those are a couple of examples that came to me when I considered the question from Kelly Knox. And again, I would like to know what you think. YouTube, comments are right there. Spotify, use the Q&A. Anywhere else, please head over to the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com and let me know what you think. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the show, if you enjoy having this daily dose of Star Wars joy in your life, I hope you'll consider helping more people find it. And you can do that really simply. It's leaving a rating or review if you haven't done that. It's hitting the follow, the like, the subscribe, the join button. It's telling other Star Wars fans that you know about the show. I would really appreciate that. And you can even help support the creation and production of this daily podcast that's just done by me. You can do that at patreon.com/sw7x7. And thank you so much to everyone who already helps support the creation of this show. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.